So what we're going to plan on doing is going down to the post office, wrapping downtown to tow.
Chilling temperatures, rain, or hail didn't stop over 30 Wranglerites from gathering in front of the local Parks and Recreation building to participate in Governor Parnell's Choose Respect Awareness Walk.
I think it was a great idea that a lot of people in the community wanted to do, and it came forward, and it happened for us.
Anya Ritchie coordinated the event in Wrangell. She says once she got the press release about the event, she knew Wrangell had to be in the mix.
I was like, yes, our community can do it too. And it just kind of spread like wildfire from there.
Ritchie, who is also the local rural advocate for the Anti-Domestic Violence Service Women in Safe Homes, or WISH program, says she believes Alaskans need to be aware of the alarming statistics when it comes to the issue. She commended Governor Parnell for bringing the issue to the forefront through the event.
Alaska has been ranked the number one in the nation for sexual assaults and domestic violence, and has been ranked in the top five for domestic violence repeatedly every year. So it's always been a problem for Alaska, an issue for Alaska that we needed to address.
As it made its way down Church Street, through downtown, and up Episcopal Street, others in the group felt the same way and weren't going to let bad weather stop them from taking a stance.
Very dedicated people walking in this weather.
Well, I'm pretty cold and wet, but it's for a good cause, and it's probably a lot worse than people who experience domestic violence. What they experience is probably worse than this, so I can go through this for that.
It's for a good cause, and it could be a lot worse out here.
It's a really cold and blustery afternoon, but we're out here to support the cause to end domestic violence. I think everybody knows somebody that's been impacted by domestic violence, so we're out here to try to put a stop to it.
Of all the statistics that make people proud to live in Alaska, the statistic for domestic violence isn't one of them, and I think it's important to bring attention to this cause. And that's why we're here.
The event lasted about an hour, with the participants finishing soaked and wet. The group was able to see the light toward the end of the event, literally. As soon as the group made its way back to the Parks and Rec building, the weather cleared up and there were nothing but sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.